Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have some great news for everybody listening.
What happened?
And Tommy, this information flies in the face of everything we've heard about our money for the last God knows how many years.
Okay.
It's really easy to fall behind on your bills. Mm. And when you fall way behind,
oh, you're done.
This will happen.
You'll never catch up.
But at least around here, we are the best in America at making sure this doesn't happen to the bills that we owe.
Damn, number one.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The state of New York is number one in America for not having our bills go into collections.
Really?
Number one.
And you think about it, with the high taxes and everything, you think people would fall behind.
The taxes.
The expense.
The taxes.
It's too much.
Come on.
We're always looking for more. Bro.
We have the least amount of bills in collection per person in New York State than any other state in America. And I agree with what you just said. It was very surprising.
Yeah.
It's an expensive place to live.
Oh, my God.
Not to mention, Tommy, when that avalanche of bills and payments start showing up, it's easy to fall behind.
Yeah.
Something like medical debt is super easy to fall into. And that's not even someone being irresponsible, Tommy.
So did we just figure it out, or we're just more frugal?
We don't know why that's the case.
We don't spend?
Okay, look around. Are people not spending?
Yeah, true.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because they don't, in this study, get into why we're better than other states in America. What is it about us that makes us better than any other state about not letting our bills get to the point where somebody else owns our bills?
Well, you'd almost have to look at who's the worst.
Oh, good call.
And compare the two. Yeah.
So I remember, I don't have the article up in front of me. It was like Dakota's, Nebraska's area, but I assume that was a lot of farmers that get in over their heads.
Yeah, all right.
But I could be wrong, because I know nothing about those states.
Well, I wonder what the number one bill is that puts people in debt.
I think it's medical.
It would have to be medical.
I mean, if people get sick, they don't have insurance, they have short insurance, and then all of a sudden, oh, you owe $35,000 for that operation. Mm-hmm.
So could it be the better the health care in a state, the less likely
coverage.
You are? Yeah, the less likely somebody is to get in trouble.
That's a great theory. That is a really good theory. But still, I mean, look, when COVID was raging, and really the last couple of years, we saw people decide they were going to get into the toy game.
Right. Yeah.
Boats became impossible to buy. RVs, you couldn't find them anywhere.
Yeah, people
looking
stuff.
For like leisurely activities. Stuff
high-end cars. Yeah. You couldn't keep them on the lot. Like, people wanted this stuff. And eventually, Tommy, you got to keep paying for that stuff, even though we can go out and do stuff. Nobody went into collections on those? Nobody got their stuff repossessed?
Maybe we didn't buy as much as other states. All that stuff.
But it did.
Don't forget, you only have so much time to enjoy those kind of toys.
Yeah, that's true.
You got
true.
3 months to enjoy that stuff. Where other states, you know, it's year-round.
Okay, but it's not like when if I buy an RV and I can only use it for 6 months, they charge me half the price.
No, but I'm thinking the amount of people that purchase stuff like that. Somebody goes, well, why am I buying that? You know, it's going to sit in my yard for 9 months.
Okay. Now, with the information that we have here, that New York is the best state in America when it comes to people letting bills go into collections. Tommy, you've had bills go into collections.
Bro.
Right?
Who are you talking to?
All right, I'm right there with you. They call us, the first name of the show is the Collection Brothers. Kimmy, have you ever had a bill go to a collections agency?
Not that I'm aware of.
I hate you.
Yeah, but she's that type of person, man.
No, but I hate that type of person.
I do, too.
I didn't think people like Kimmy existed until I met Kimmy.
Buttoned-up kid with money.
Like, it blows my mind that there are people that live in this world that never had a bill go into collections. Because I thought having a bill go to a collections agency was part of growing up.
It was a part of the game.
Yeah. Like, it's your first consequence of a bad adult decision.
Right.
Right? No?
I don't know. But you also know, like, I'm not much of a risk taker either, so there's not much that I would purchase. There's not much out there that I would buy. Like, I'm not, like, a...
You're not a shopper,
I overthink everything. So, like, there's nothing that I would buy that I know would be something I couldn't pay for.
Yeah, I'm Impulse Joe.
Impulse Joe?
I am. Like,
Impulse Joe!
Just put something on a hook at a cash register, and I'll look at it. Ooh, that looks kind of cool. Maybe I like chocolate-covered nuts.
Wait, you like chocolate-covered nuts?
I love them.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And I like the salty, chocolatey, sugary, and the crunch.
Bro, I just got into the chocolate-covered salty nut game.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, no, I swear to God.
Where do I find these products?
Oh, I just opened up a kiosk in the men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Pat's Turn Out the Lights, Close Your Eyes. I got a chocolate salty nut surprise. Sauce in your face. Kimmy, you say stuff like, you know, you say that you're measured about what you're going to buy. You're responsible. You're not going to buy something you don't need.
Yeah, because okay. I get that instant sinking feeling.
But see, that's the bad...
Buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Yes, like people that buy RVs and boats and things like that, those stuff will go into collections. But there's this wrong assumption that it's only people that spend frivolously that have bills go into collections, because something like an RG&E bill can go into collections.
Sure. Yeah.
I had my cell phone bill when I was a kid go into collections. Like, all of those were necessary expenses.
Yeah.
I just didn't have the money to pay them, right? By the way, when your electricity goes into collections, it's the most embarrassing debt call you're going to get.
So, but they don't turn it off necessarily, right?
It depends on the time of the year.
Because I thought they couldn't legally do that to people. Or
back in the day, they could. I don't know what the rules are now.
Like, I was always amazed.
I was making that call in the dark, bro. Hello, it's dark. Yes, you have my bill.
I was always amazed, like, when my credit card was still working, because I knew it was, I knew I'd already, they had cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would be on the road. I'd be in some, I'd be, like, in Nebraska, in a farm town. I go, I'm just going to take a shot. Take a shot, slide it out there, and I go, God damn, man, it went through. It was like a game. Like, it's like I'm pushing the credit limit.
You're describing credit card fraud.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what you're describing, a felony.
Bro, I did it all the time because, you know, back then they just ran that little slider thing over it. They didn't, like, there was, so
didn't
they
feel as real.
Right.
No, so, there was no way for in the moment.
There was no electronic transfer.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So they would just run this, like, little thing over it. You'd sign it. You had a copy. They had a copy. And I ran out of there as a legitimate thief, knowing I do not have the money for this, but you think I do.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, the state of New York is number one in America for not having our bills go into collections. And as we're trying to figure this out, Kimmy brings up a great point. Healthcare in New York's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got to be medical bills that are the number one bills that go into collections. Maybe that's the reason why. There is one good thing.
What is that?
About having a bill go into collections, if you're one of these people like Tommy and I, you learn to become a really good liar.
Oh, yeah. It's a game.
Yes. And you had to play it back in the day when that bill went into collections.
Mm-hmm.
You had to know the ring.
Yep.
Right? You had to know what ring meant the collections on the other line. You had to figure out when they were calling your house to find out when they could expect payment and never answer the phone in that window of time. And if you did answer that phone call, you needed a hell of an excuse to get them off the phone.
They also used to call your work.
I was going
to
say, I have worked at places where that's happened.
Oh, God, it's so funny, man.
Not, well, no, but you were that guy.
I know, but we knew, like, one guy, like, he was on the run with his car, and they would go, they would call the payphone at the front end of the store, and they go, you know, Richard, you have a phone call up front. It says, you have Richard, you have a phone call up front. It's 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. Bro, they're looking for that car. Or they're looking for their money.
But how do you laugh at that guy knowing you were in the same
spot?
Because
he was a dick.
Like, you just admitted to committing credit card fraud across the United States. Yes. And look at this cloud.
But it does make you feel good when you also work with people that are also busted. It justifies what you're doing. Like, because then you go, well, everybody's doing it, man.
You're absolutely right. It's like you're in a pirate ship. Because all of my buddies were having the same issues, right? Like, you know, this wasn't something we should be ashamed of. This was just a part of living.
Yeah, it's growing up.
Exactly. And to your point, you don't really start to understand how strange and sad it is that you have a bill go into collections every 6 months and they're bothering you until you are around people that never had this problem.
Yes, I can't right? me.
Like, Tommy, pre-cell phone, all of us now having caller ID. Mm-hmm. Having a woman over and trying to explain why you weren't answering your phone
yes.
was almost impossible. Or even worse, if it went to like an answering machine.
That was the worst. So I always turn the volume down on my answering machine.
Hello, Mr. Muley. This is from Diamond Credit Services. Yes. We'd like to talk to you about your hot tub payments. But like, if you had a woman over or a buddy over, it was blowing up your spot mm-hmm. for everyone to hear.
Yeah.
And the phone wasn't the only way they were getting to you.
Well, the mail.
Those letters, man. Mm. Those letter after letter after letter. And they all got more ominous.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, the colors got brighter mm-hmm. the later, the longer
they
had.
There'd be a finger pointing at something.
Like, Tommy, I had so many bills in collections. The postage they used to send me all those letters probably could have covered the bills I owed
yes.
if they just would have not sent the letters.
The final notice was the best one because it was like urgent final yeah. notice, yellow packaging, flashing envelope of doom.
But final notice wasn't the final. It was no, final notice, not. Super final notice, yeah. absolute last final
it
notice.
It was like a Rocky series, man.
So then, like, what eventually... Because, like, I would imagine after a while, it's just something you expect, right? Because you know those that letter's coming,
that's
that phone call's coming. So at what point were you like, I'll take care of it?
I couldn't take care of it until I got money.
Yeah.
But was that the first thing you did when you had the money to take care of it?
No. So when I moved here, yeah. I was driving a Geo Metro, smallest car they make
right.
in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I was 3 months behind on the payments.
On a Geo Metro?
Geo Metro. The payments were under $200.
I was going to say, what is it, $17?
I think they were like, I think it was $160 a month.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm behind on that, 3 months, and they're looking for their money. I also only had $35.
Okay.
I'm 34 years old.
Right.
Everything to my name is in that car when I moved here. And the first thing I did when I got my job was buy a used TV. So I had TV in my busted ass apartment. I bought a used TV for $100.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a used mattress for $100. And I felt like Tom Golisano laying in my lair with my busted ass TV and God knows what went on this mattress.
No, I mean.
So then that's my question, I guess. When did you decide I'm going to use this money and put it towards
I don't know. Because I needed
over time.
Well, the thing about it, I needed other stuff first.
Yeah. Well, you didn't need other stuff. You didn't need a TV.
Gotta have a TV.
You didn't need a TV.
Gotta have a mattress. I had to have an apartment.
Okay, fine. And a mattress, fair.
I needed a phone, and I needed food. So I bet you, for 6 months, I started to chip away at it.
Kimmy, let me try and explain to you busted logic. Mm. All right.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
No,
like,
no,
how you eventually came to take care of it.
But I did. Yeah. I am worth hundreds today.
Tommy, as I try to explain busted logic to Kimmy, stop me if I'm wrong. Okay. So, Kimmy, you get to a point where you write credit, the bills go into collections, and it's bad and it's shit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you manage to spin out of it if you're lucky, and you got some money coming in. But while you were doing the collections thing, you didn't get to have anything you enjoyed. You didn't get nice clothes, right? You didn't get to do any entertaining stuff. So there's this feeling after living that way, even though you owe money to everybody, that I deserve to have nice things.
A sit-down restaurant.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to go to have a nice meal. I'm going to get a TV. I'm going to do whatever. I want to flash with everybody else, get what they have. Only after that, if there is still money left over, will I start chipping away at my collection.
Because I remember, I just got the job here. I'm in this busted little apartment on Raleigh and Park. And I remember it was like Saturday morning. I hadn't done this forever. I got the newspaper and went out to breakfast.
Yep.
It was a Saturday morning. And I felt like I just won $1 million because I hadn't done that in years. Like a legitimate, normal person, single guy who's now 34 years old. I should have an entire family going out to breakfast, but I'm going to have some bacon and eggs and read, you know, the Rochester paper.
But here's the thing, man. Every person that's gone through this knows exactly where you're coming from. The only thing that sucks about letting it go and letting it go and letting it go is eventually there will be someone in your life that makes you feel shame again.
Yeah.
Because, Tommy, you can attest.
It's going to affect somebody else.
Well, not kind of.
No.
Well, like, Tommy, you can attest, like, if you have bills start to go into collections, eventually the phone calls and the letters, they stop shaming you.
Yeah.
It almost becomes funny.
Yeah.
Right? When I met my wife, my now wife, okay, I was in a bad way. Yeah. Bad way financially. Yeah. And I was confident when she found out how in the hole I was. And by the way, I say that it was like $3,000 probably, mm-hmm. right? That she was going to be like, are you kidding me? You're an adult. Mm-hmm. I'm gone. And I waited like months.
Oh, you got to hide that stuff.
But that's just it. Like, the longer it goes,
yeah,
the worse it is
more
when
it
comes out.
Up.
Yeah, exactly.
The first two things you hide from a girl you're dating or you're serious with is your porn stash and your credit history. You keep them both tucked underneath the mattress.
Bro, you're not kidding.
They're both sticky and gross.
Like, I think my credit score was in like the 400s. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was any lower, I would have had to dig in the backyard to go find out what the number was. And like, not only was my now wife like, no, that's fine, which I did not understand because she was very responsible with her bills. She was the one that like sat me down and budgeted and got me out of all of this trouble. Like, if I didn't meet her, I would still probably be dodging collectors today.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Mm. So has everyone learned their lesson?
Yeah, I think eventually you do.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's
because like I remember being in my early 20s and just thinking it was a normal thing for people to have like debt and money issues, you know what I mean?
Okay, but like debt,
like
they say debt is healthy. There's some debt you have to.
Well, yeah, you have to. Yeah, you're just starting out.
And money issues, like, hey, I don't have enough money to buy like the thing that I want at the end of this week. That's something. Yeah. Kimmy, this is so bad that the money they let you take that you already didn't have was so much and you didn't pay for so long that they decided to sell it for pennies on the dollar to another company just to recoup what you stiffed them on. It doesn't get more shameful than collections.
Do you
give a pass to somebody under a certain age that's dealing with it?
Well, if you're a kid coming up, I get it.
Yeah.
But like, if you would have pulled my car over, I'm 33 years old.
Yeah.
Okay? And I have no money.
Mm. But you got fireworks and porn.
So on the road, I had pornography in my car, I had cigars in my car, and I had alcohol in my car. Even though I had no money, I found a way to hold on to my... And I had
priorities.
I found ways to grab my addiction.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, bro, I did the same thing with cigarettes, man.
Yeah.
I remember rolling quarters to go out and buy a pack of Signals. Man. But like, you know, as we ask this question, has everyone learned their lesson from like their younger days? The only way that the numbers in New York make sense, that we are the number one state for not having bills and collections, is that we did learn our lesson.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, you don't want your kids to have the problems you had, so
you
make sure they know how bad things can get. Although we've always thought it was the opposite, that if your parents had money problems, you were going to have the same money problems.
Yeah.
Because that's how it was in my house.
Yeah.
Like, I remember as a kid, like, collectors calling and leaving answering machine voice messages when my parents were, when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old.
Mm.
And here's the thing, like, if you get behind with the bills, it's not like it's easy to catch up.
No.
So at what point did folks in New York State decide we're going to be responsible? Like, I mean, Kimmy, you asked that question individually.
Mm-hmm.
I think that question needs to be asked on a statewide scale. Wow. When did New York be like...
Was there some weird movement that happened?
Oh, we never got behind. I mean, people, as a state, we never fell that far behind.
I know a lot of people in New York. Every one of them got behind.
They got behind.
Every single one of them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When you hear the words gun owner, you want to think responsibility.
Yeah.
Right? You take having that gun seriously. You care about safety. These are stories that we have in front of you right now that fly in the face of that.
What happened?
Well, maybe, just maybe, Tommy, what we're seeing is a dirty little secret of everyone who owns a firearm in their home. Because a story coming out of Greece this week had folks in that area very scared.
What happened?
Reports of a shooting at Adeline Park Monday night. Did you guys see this story?
So an outdoor park.
Yeah, they're doing a big investigation.
No, it's one of them new indoor parks they built.
Well, you know, sometimes they call something park a park, but it's like
a in Rochester.
It's like a neighborhood.
Come to the Dome Park.
Like Kodak Park
AstroTurf.
Area. All right.
Yes, it's like a park with like a playground and stuff. Yes. Quiet area, gunshots. Anyone who lives around there would be uneasy.
You're crapping.
Yeah. Well, there's some good news. Yesterday, the Greece police said the gunshot that went off at Adelaide Park wasn't part of a disagreement or a fight.
What the hell was it?
A 20-year-old man accidentally shot himself in the foot.
God damn.
Now, that's not great.
Somebody was hurt, but not in the way we thought it was intended.
Yes. Yeah. Like, not a great situation, but it's better than a shooting because of some sort of issue.
All right.
And this isn't actually the first time we've seen this story, even in like the last 14 days.
The accidental gun going off.
Yeah, we talked about a story last week. A man was forced to drive himself to the hospital after shooting himself in the leg with an illegal gun in the city of Rochester.
Okay.
Same story. Over the weekend, man in the city shot himself by accident here in the city, like over the weekend. So that's three of these stories in like a week and a half. Question.
Yeah.
And we're not gun people.
No.
We are naive to the gun game. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is your gun accidentally going off a common occurrence for people that own firearms? And when I say common, is it something
that... Has it happened to you?
Yes, does it happen to everybody that owns a gun at some point?
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you shot yourself or somebody.
But
every gun will go off once accidentally if you own that gun over a period of time.
That's what I'm wondering.
That's scary.
I agree with you.
Because I know like people that have gotten hurt like cleaning their gun like at the kitchen table, like they're just doing that.
Yeah.
General maintenance and it goes off.
But that would be accidental.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you rarely hear the story.
All right, because nobody wants to talk about
it. Unless the bullet hits something, it's not going to be in the news.
Yeah.
But at the same time, to your point, if everybody's gun accidentally went off at least once when you owned it, gun owners wouldn't really want to share that information.
Right. Because there's safeties on guns.
Yeah.
So that, which means you took the safety off and didn't realize.
Well, again, we're naive to, I don't know, can safeties come off by accident? It's a free safety.
Oh, okay. Those are hard to draft. No, but I mean, like, you had to set the safety, right? You turn it on.
I understand. Again, the I think statement problem.
With the safety?
Yeah, I don't know.
It makes you look negligent.
Exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't want this getting out because you don't want people to think that you're unsafe with your weapon.
And nobody wants to be around. Even another gun guy wouldn't want to be around you.
Exactly.
Thinking he's going to get a slug in his thigh.
Exactly. But I mean, look, getting in a car accident, you think someone would be careless getting in a car accident? That happens to the majority of people over part of their life, and they wouldn't share with you that they caused a car accident because you wouldn't want someone to think that you can't give them a ride somewhere or you're unsafe behind the wheel, right? I'm asking. I am just asking the question because you and I are not gun people.
But now, my father always owned a gun, multiple guns, and he was slack ass all the way around. But I don't think he ever had a gun accident that I would ever know of.
Okay.
But he also never cleaned his guns. So he used to get my brother to do it.
Okay.
Because knowing my father, he probably would have shot himself. Because he probably would have been drinking and cleaning his gun.
What, you're not supposed to do that?
Probably not.
Drunken cleaning your gun with the safety off?
A bourbon and a gun cleaning.
A bourbon and a gun cleaning is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
He had a bourbon in one hand and a dirty gun in the other. Brother, you better run for your life.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, we got a ton of folks on hold, and we do thank you, because again, this is not our world. We don't know. I got three of these stories in a week and a half. Maybe it's more common. Again, story coming out of Greece, Adelaide Park, there was a gunshot Monday night. Folks got very nervous to live in the neighborhood. The kind of good news wasn't because of a fight, wasn't like a drug deal that went bad. A 20-year-old man accidentally shot himself in the foot. But with three of these kinds of stories in a week and a half, is this a common occurrence that nobody wants to talk about? Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Hey, yeah. So a guy accidentally shooting himself, he's a complete moron.
Okay.
Because he's probably messing with his weapon for absolutely no reason other than he thinks it looks cool or he was showing off to his buddy.
I mean, Chris, we do have to admit, as irresponsible as it is,
messing with it. Posed in the mirror with it at least once.
It does kind of look cool, Chris. Sure. You have to admit it looks cool.
It's not, though. That's the point is there's people like me in this world who are very responsible weapon owners and combat veterans who... you hear these stories, you're like, you're just ruining it for everybody else. And Tommy, please, cleaning a gun, who cleans a weapon with bullets in it? You can't take it apart while it's got a loaded magazine in it. Or
Whatever
it may be.
How do you clean the bullets then?
Yeah, Chris? Don't you have to shout out the bullets?
You don't clean bullets. What are you talking about? That's the thing is this topic, there's so many people that are so uneducated about weapons that have no experience. Maintaining them, working on them, whether you're a hunter or not, doesn't mean you're an experienced weapon user. Being a hunter, you took a 12-hour safety course and you never had to do it again in your life. You can just go get drunk with your buddies at 5 a.m. and do whatever you want. I'm not saying they're all like that. I'm not saying, you know,
there are some good people on both sides.
But no, Chris, to your point.
When we hear these. Yeah, go ahead.
To your point, that's why I asked the question, right? Because I have friends of mine that own guns who I know are unbelievably responsible. And then, Tommy, we both know guys that own guns where you look at that guy, and I wouldn't trust you with a scooter.
And that was my dad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust you with a scooter?
No, you can, do not give that man an electric scooter, but he's got a gun in his pocket.
And my old man had, like, heavy-duty guns.
I 100% agree with you on that. There's a lot of people that have the ability to own a firearm that should not own a firearm, whether they did something illegal or not. It is a constitutional amendment. I can't sit there and argue that. That's not this conversation. But, yes, there are complete morons out there who own weapons. Those same complete morons get in that vehicle that weighs 5,000 pounds and go 75 down the road also. You know,
with a dirty
gun.
They
can kill somebody just as easily doing that. Now, they're much more practiced at driving. Again, doesn't make you a good driver. People drive terribly every single day. But hearing these stories, it puts such a negative connotation on just people being a weapon owner. I mean, the one story you told wasn't, you just said the guy had a weapon illegally, correct?
Okay, so here's what's interesting. The one from last week, we knew it was an illegal gun. The one from the city over the weekend, we haven't heard that one. This one with the 20-year-old, there aren't any charges about this being an illegal gun.
Well, you think it's a legal discharge.
Well, with clean bullets, by the way.
Well, yeah, that's definitely an illegal discharge. You should definitely lose weapon.
No, I get what you're saying, but I don't know. There's nothing in the report as of now that says this was an illegal gun, Chris, so I don't know the answer to that question.
I was referencing the older story you mentioned.
The only
reason I brought it up is because, you know, you're bringing up the three stories. That guy already proved, or person already proved, that they should not have that weapon. So that one, you know, I get it. It is a statistic. But statistically speaking, like, that dude was doing something illegal just having it in his possession.
True
therefore,
that.
You know.
All right, Chris, I want to take some more calls. There's a bunch of folks waiting, but thank you for the info, buddy.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yep.
No, you're good. No worries, man. I get it. People get passionate about this topic. And look, I'm not saying this is an indictment on anybody. I'm genuinely curious. Because there are lots of things that we do in the privacy of our own home that we are embarrassed by, that we would never tell anybody
take it
about.
To your
some
grave.
Illegal discharges.
Yeah. But Kimmy, you bring up a good point, right? Like, Chris comes in and he's hot, and I get it, right? It sounded like he was a veteran. He's a guy that
to clean your bullets.
He takes his gun responsibility very seriously. I do assume that everyone that owns a gun at some point has posed in the mirror with the gun.
Of course.
Well, any kind of weapon, right? Like
anything cool.
Like knife, ninja star, whatever you got, you know you've done some cool moves with that in the mirror at some point.
252 WCMF with the third accidental shooting themselves story in Rochester in like a week and a half. Is this something that happens to every gun owner at some point, the accidental discharge that nobody talks about? Let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up? Dave, you there?
I'm here.
Did your gun go off by accident? Is that why we lost you?
No, my gun did not go off. Do not give Tommy a gun under any circumstances whatsoever.
That's fair.
All right, Dave, what do you got for us, bud?
Guns don't go off because they're dirty. That's not a thing. They don't just randomly go off unless you have them loaded and you pull the trigger or sometimes maybe drop them.
Well, you're like, Dave, hold on. You're going to tell me there isn't a gun that's been so dirty, so dirty, it just didn't go off by accident.
Yeah.
If it's that dirty, it's more likely to not go off than just randomly
Okay.
All right. By itself.
Dave, I assume you're a gun. I assume you're a gun owner yourself. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, he just cleaned his phone.
I'm here.
Dave, I'm sorry. Your phone's breaking up, buddy. I got to let you go, but I really appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, what's up, bud?
Not much. Yourself?
Good. What do you got, Mark?
Oh, like Chris was saying, he hit everything on the nail, or the nail on the head.
Okay.
And I don't, this guy, I don't understand why he even has a gun. The way I was brought up when I took my gun safety course and was around other adults, you always pointed at a safe direction away from your body, straight up, straight down. Never near anybody.
See, that sounds like an early 90s like dance song.
Straight up.
Straight up. Straight down. Never put it at anybody. Straight up. Straight down.
Anybody that ever cleans their gun loaded and it goes off on accident, hits them, they deserve every bit of that, because I've never heard of that place ever. And anybody decides to do that, more power to them.
Okay, Mark, let me ask you a question. How long? I assume you're a gun owner.
I am.
Okay, how long have you owned a gun for?
Bought my first one when I was 17.
Okay, so 17 years old. You are how old now?
33.
Okay. You got old guy voice with all due respect.
Yeah, you do.
So in, 15 years, you've never had it go off by accident ever in the privacy where no one else was around?
No.
All right.
Did you ever drop your gun?
If it did, would you tell anybody?
Oh.
Yeah, I would tell someone.
No, you wouldn't.
Why would you tell anybody if nobody knew?
I mean, yeah, Mark, it's your secret forever. I'm not going to tell. I wouldn't tell.
No, I tell you if it went off, but nothing's ever went off.
All right. No, we're not calling you a
liar. I didn't say you specifically, but I can understand why other people wouldn't volunteer that information. You know what I mean?
I've had a misfire before where you put a round in, say, a shotgun.
Okay.
You put a round in, and you fire, and it went click. You don't just chamber it into another one. You wait a few seconds for it to, because it might have a delay. If not, you slowly pull it out and set off the side where it's not going to be endangered.
Well, don't you wait. I thought you flipped the shotgun around, looked in the barrel, and tapped the end.
Isn't that what? Well, that's what Daffy Duck did.
Right. Yeah.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy.
But then it goes off. But then his beak's around the back of his head.
Do not listen to what this man is saying. We got Facebook messages coming in.
A lot of humor in the gun community. No, you don't do that.
Well, I mean, you know, it's easy to say I've never heard of that happening, but I guess if nobody was hurt and you just did it when you were alone, I can understand why nobody's going to talk about that happening.
I would just be afraid of dropping a gun, because the way I drop stuff like phones and stuff, I would always think, I'm going to drop this gun at least once while I'm working with it.
Yeah, but like, how common is it for a gun to go off if you drop it?
I don't know.
Okay, so Luke brings up a good point here on Facebook. You can always get us at WCMF on the Break Room Facebook page. Luke says, I've had my permit for 7 years, and it's never happened to me, but there are so many videos on YouTube of cops and firearms instructors accidentally discharging their weapons. I didn't think about it until you said it, but it might be something that gun owners do go through. He's not wrong. Have you seen those videos?
And these are instructors.
There's a really famous one, and it's funny if it wasn't so terrible. It's a guy, he's in like a bulletproof vest, he's in front of a class full of people, he's talking about gun safety, he's like, and what you gotta do? Boom! And he shoots himself in the foot.
Oh my God.
And he goes, don't do that.
Jesus.
It's like
Christ.
One of the most famous viral videos of all time. It went so viral that the firearms instructor sued the person who put it on YouTube because he said it kept him from being able to work again.
Yeah, but you did do that thing. In front of a class.
Yeah. 252-WCMF. Let's take one more call. We've talked to a lot of guys here. Let's get the female perspective.
Oh, lady shooter.
Yeah, she's on. Well, I don't know if she's a shooter.
Okay.
Might be a straight shooter.
All right.
Let's find out. Melissa, you're on CMF. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
I have two kids that shoot air rifles for their school. They also shoot for the Legion. They also are in a 22 league. Like, the idea that anyone taught them to clean a gun with a bullet in the chamber, no one would ever do that. Like, if you're doing that, you should be shot in the foot, because there is absolutely no reason.
Well, let's not go around saying people should be shot. I mean, that's not the most, you know.
I would love to see the stat now of people that have discharged firearms while cleaning them.
Because it does happen. I mean, Melissa, we see those stories. It does happen.
It has to happen.
And it's because you're being careless. You're not.
But you're a human being. People make mistakes. Well, even good people.
Yeah, you
F
can
up.
Make a mistake. Absolutely. And I'm not saying you can't make
But
a
you're
mistake.
Saying that person deserves a bullet in the foot for making a simple
you need
human
to treat
error.
A gun with respect. You need to treat a gun with respect. And when you are working with a gun, you have to be on alert all the time. Like, that is not something you can just, oh, well, I'm going to clean it and I'm not going to pay attention. And
that's a good voice, though. That was a good, responsible voice.
That's a mom Melissa. Cleaning gun voice.
No, Melissa, listen, everything you're saying, I agree with you. I'm not arguing with you at all. I guess what I'm saying is, when you talk about any other thing, a guy up on a ladder that's done it 1,000 times,
he slipped.
Yes, it happens, right? Person in a car who's been driving for 40 years and they make one error. Like, errors do happen. And I get that everyone's saying this is wildly responsible, but it's wildly irresponsible because it hasn't happened to you or your kids. Do you know what I mean? I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I guess the way that we look at it is when you are working with these things, like, we have taught our children, like, you have to have, like, the utmost respect when you're doing this. Like, a gun is something that can fatally injure you. Like, it's not something to, like, just get into the habit of using. You have to be 100% on your game, when you have that gun in your hand. If you are not putting 100% of yourself into that point, then you just need to step back, go do something else, and come back when you can 100% put yourself with that instrument, because it is such a big responsibility to have that tool in your hand.
Okay. All right. Well, Melissa, tell the kids good luck on the shooting season this year. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Melissa.
Got it, buddy.
Watch your mouth. I'm okay with gun owners being serious about it. You know what I mean?
No, yes, fine. But, like, it does. The one thing that bothers me, because I do believe that 99% of gun owners are wildly responsible and they're going to take this seriously, right? It just bothers me, like, the idea that a mistake cannot happen, would never happen. Mm-hmm.
It's human error.
It's naive. Yeah. It's a naive thought.
Right.
And please don't shoot me for saying that. Thank you.
Show some respect.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a potential announcement that's 30 years in the making.
Wow.
I mean, that's how long these guys have been eligible, right? Not even a sniff. And finally, these men, this local man is getting the recognition he deserves.
Yeah.
But if you want to find out in the moment if this is finally going to happen, you got to sit through like the biggest hot pile of garbage.
Yeah.
To get there. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So we learned a couple of months ago that for the first time ever, despite all of the record sales, tours, that this group has, Foreigner was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now.
Come on, how do you not sing this song whenever
because
it
Lou is singing, I don't need you.
His passion gives me passion.
His name is Lou, not you.
Go home.
Know that.
I like you, Drew. All right, so we've been debating for the last 2 months whether or not Foreigner had a chance to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes, and up front we thought no, because they were up against a lot of heavy hitters.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy, Dave Matthews Band.
Cher.
You, for some reason, think Cher's going in.
Mariah.
Mariah Carey's in there.
Yeah.
But as time went on, Foreigner started getting massive support from legends of rock and roll. Dave Grohl, who is in already with Nirvana, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they made a video saying, hey, what the hell? How are they not in? Paul effing McCartney.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
The king.
Made a video saying, hey, why the hell aren't they in? And they were doing really well in the fan vote as well. Now, we don't know where they are in the fan vote. The fan vote has ended. We haven't seen it.
Sealed.
Sunday night.
Oh, boy. It all comes down to this.
Yep. We will find out for sure if Lou Gramm and Foreigner are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In fact, you can sit and watch the announcement if you'd like.
Wait, live?
Yes, you can.
How cool is this?
It's not that cool, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Because the only way you could sit and watch the moment they get in is to sit through American Idol on Sunday night. Ryan Seacrest and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Lionel Richie will be making the announcement live during the episode.
So I wonder, are they going to have cameras at these people's homes like to get their reaction like they do this draft?
Okay, but no, because you'd have to put cameras in like everyone's house. Because like if you only put cameras to the winners, they would know they're getting in.
No, like everybody. Like how they jump back and forth during the show.
Like I feel like those artists are too big for that.
Yeah, like Mariah Carey's not going to sit
there.
They're
not waiting to be mom like drafted.
And her aunt.
There's no way that Cher's mom is still alive.
The joke, Wheeze.
Bro, how Cher's mother be 140 years old?
She would. I don't get the joke. I'm sorry. I want to know what love is.
There's no set amount of people they'll let in, right? Or is there, or do they only pick like three?
We've been getting so much weird information. Yeah. It's almost like nobody, even in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, know what the rules are for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, so we may see Lou.
Yep, Sunday night. Sunday night will be the night that we find out. And I'm nervous for this, man. I got like Bills game vibes for this.
So is this their, I mean, they could get it again next year.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
I know they're getting old.
Well, no, they're not getting old. Like we found out. They've been old, but beside that, there are two things we found out in the last 2 months that make this year the year they have to put them in. One, Lou, a couple of weeks ago, announced his retirement.
Right.
He said he will perform again if they get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and they have to do the induction performance. He said he'd be happy to do that. So if Lou's retiring, you know, a year, two, 3 years away from your retirement, are you going to want to go do that show?
Right.
The bigger problem, Mick Jones, band leader of Foreigner, he announced he has Parkinson's.
Right.
In fact, he hasn't been performing with the band recently. One more year of having Parkinson's may mean that you don't get Foreigner. You get tributes from other bands to Foreigner. And no one wants to see that. I mean, look, the guys deserve one last chance with the original group.
Yeah, standing up and performing.
Yeah, go give me one, two, three songs, whatever you can. Get your time in the sun. Let that theater with all of these rock and roll legends stand up and give you the respect they deserve. Because they do deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
They deserve it.
Yeah. But they don't seem like, the only problem is you're going up against what you said, this like murderer's row of entertainment.
But it's been so, they've deserved it for so long. I'm hoping the hall looks at them, says, how did we overlook them for 30 years? Paul McCartney said they have to get in.
I know.
Right?
True, true, true.
I don't know. Like, you look at, like, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, Hall of Fames. Those have, like, old-timers voting. But every once in a while, you'll see a guy that's on, like, his last chance to get in, and they vote look, how did we wait this long to put this guy in? He deserves to be in there. I'm hoping, not. And I think they deserve to be in anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping they get that vote as well. Because they deserve it.
Yeah.
You want it for Lou. You want it for Rochester. This would be a big deal.
So you're going to watch American Idol?
I'll check Twitter.
But if you use the...
I ain't sitting through American Idol, man. Lionel Richie's weird-ass face. What happened to his face?
He got way younger. And his face got longer. Like, he's got more face than he's ever had.
Like more face?
Yeah, I'm telling you. His face is longer and bigger than it's ever been.
His face now really goes all night long.
Yes.
Thank you.
But you're making like the aging argument, which you can make for other people up for this award too. Like
Cher's up there.
Ozzy.
Okay, but
Ozzy's also sick, man. He's got a cane.
He's in with Sabbath. He's already in. Like, I love Ozzy, but he's already in.
What about Mariah?
True.
Mariah's got years.
No, I was thinking more Cher and Ozzy.
Mariah's got to be up there, man.
She ain't Ozzy up there.
No.
Yeah, true.
I think that's how we should measure age in the show from now on. Ozzy up there.
The Ozzy one.
Is he? I mean, like everybody, Sinead O'Connor, she's up. She's already passed away, right? Like Dave Matthews Band, they got time. They're still touring.
Yeah, true.
I think that if there is an urgency.
I got a bad feeling about it.
You got a bad feeling about everything.
They ain't getting in.
The fact that you said it means they're getting in. Congratulations, Lou, on your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. I'm happy for you. Are you guys not nervous about this? I'm nervous.
I just don't think it's happening.
You know what that tells me?
What?
You think that Mariah Carey and Cher and Ozzy are more talented than Foreigner.
Not more talented. They've just been bigger stars.
It kind of feels like it. But no, we found out that Foreigner has sold more records and had more number one hits than like...
So
the stunning amount of the greatest rock and roll bands in American and British history.
So all these big names came out and they did the video and said, you know, how has Foreigner not been in yet? I wonder though, like every year, does that happen with like big artists that come out and vouch for people? Like, is this a unique thing, or does this happen all the time?
I don't want to know the answer to that question. I want to have my bliss and my ignorance.
Like, does Paul McCartney do this every year, and we just don't notice?
Just to make himself look like a good guy.
Shut up, Kimmy.
I think she's right.
I don't know.
You can't prove it.
Because we're sitting here as homers pulling for this band that I don't know if it's on anybody's radar anymore outside of this area.
What are you talking about? You hear their hits all the time.
I know, but are they on your mind?
In TV shows, in movies, they still get play, man. They still get play.
Right.
Weren't they on the Stranger Things soundtrack a couple of years
ago?
But like, I always said, like, he's no longer here. Like, I always knew somebody was a megastar when my father knew who they were.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, like, they transcended the music. Mm-hmm. It got to my dad.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I don't think Foreigner's that kind of name.
You don't think your dad loved Jukebox Hero?
No.
My ass. That song was made for your dad.
But he wouldn't hear it.
Standing out in the rain, a heavy downpour, cleaning my gun and my bullets with bourbon in my hand. All right, so if you think you can sit through What is American Idol?
Or just tune
my
in
wife
at the
loves
end.
That show.
Wait, you watch American Idol?
No, she does. She watches it after I go to bed. She watches it all the time. Oh. What's that? It's on too late for me.
No, I know. I just figured you guys both watch stuff together.
I'm a Below Decker, man.
It starts at 8 o'clock. It's on too late.
I would watch Lou if he was on Below Deck.
Nobody asked.
I would watch. If they did an induction on the boat.
Okay. I want to see Lou perform one more time. Do you want to see Lou in a bathing suit?
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Bathing suit Lou.
Bro, some of these blubbery rich people, it's hysterical.
For God's
sakes. You wouldn't want to see Lou in a bathing suit?
No, I like
like drunk?
I like Lou.
I like Lou too.
No, I like Lou the way Lou is with a shirt on.
I like a bare chested Lou.
Bare chested Lou is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.